Back to the mailbag, Ron. We have Warren Sharp of Sharp Football Analysis. He's got a new book out. This guy goes deep on all aspects of football. I want to ask him what he thinks of this year's Steelers as they head into training camp, and more specifically, what he thinks of Melvin Ingram, of that signing. But somebody asked me in the mailbag, love this question. In light of the NHL expansion draft, give me the first five Pirates and first five Steelers you would protect, Ron. Let's start with the Pirates. Rookies are exempt. So, I mean, that Mitch Keller falls under that, right?
Ke'Bryan Hayes,
JT Brubaker. Give me five.
Is Brubaker a rookie?
Isn't he? I don't know. Technically?
I had him on my list.
So did I, and then I realized he might be a rookie.
I can't come up with five.
Who do you have? And I'm talking, let's say this, the draft would happen today. Right now, all of a sudden, some team got disbanded and they had an expansion draft.
Reynolds then would be number one.
Yes.
For me. I had Brubaker. Is he technically a rookie? I'd have to look. This other guy I have on, Bednar, I think he's going to be the closer.
So do I. Yeah.
Closer after Rich Rod is traded.
Frazier?
He's going to be...
Protect him so you can trade him, though, right? You don't want to lose him for nothing.
Yeah, I guess.
So Frazier,
Rich
Rod.
I have Stallings on my list.
So do I.
I mean, I have a hard time coming up with five on the parts, excluding the rookies.
If it happened today, I'd want to protect guys so I could get something for them. So Frazier would absolutely be on the list, and so would Rich Rod.
Okay.
Reynolds would be number one, and then Stallings would be fourth. I really think he's become a very valuable, and I bet you a lot of teams would like to have him.
He has become just, he's a gamer to me. He's a professional. The pitchers love him. He's had three game-winning hits this year. He seems to deliver a lot in the clutch. He's really, really grown on me. I always tell the story. I remember, I don't know who it was, that said they'll never win with Stallings as the catcher. Well, they're not winning, but Stallings is not the reason that they're not winning. He's done his share for me.
That's a premium position in Major League Baseball, and he's a really good defender, I think. He's a good defender, and he's a decent hitter with a knack for clutch hits. I just think he's become marketable,
for one thing.
And then my fifth guy is actually my first guy. I didn't even have to think about it, was Wilmer Defoe.
Oh, the calliopes can be heard from here to Sewickley.
Telling you, Ron, I've become a big fan.
Nothing to do with
I love
what we're
this
talking
guy.
About.
It's oh, but
booze.
It can apply to a lot of things,
it's
the calliopes, right?
I think sometimes he tries to put that in there.
How
too
about
much.
The big Nagowski horse? Should I protect him? Not only is he hitting 430-something, he pitched an inning pretty well, right? He's one of their best pitchers at the moment.
Oster flexibility.
Yeah, he can play at different spots. The Steelers, it's a little bit harder for me.
Harder and easier, yes.
Easy.
All right, give me your Steelers, your five Steelers.
T.J. Watt.
Yes.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
My first two as well.
Chase Claypool.
Yes.
Deontay Johnson.
Ooh.
And the fifth one, I pick Stephon Tuitt over Cam, a little younger. I'm picking Tuitt.
Very interesting. I'm going with T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Chase Claypool. And again, this would happen right now.
Right.
Watt, Fitzpatrick, Claypool, Devin Bush, and Ben. Because if I don't protect Ben, who's my quarterback going to be? And I feel like I have no chance.
Yeah, but is an expansion team going to take a 39-year-old? It's going to be probably good point. Playing. I'm taking a chance leaving
good
him
point.
Exposed.
It's almost a Jeff Carter situation
right.
there.
Right.
I'm frightened at the prospect of not having Ben.
No
Some
doubt.
People are frightened at the prospect of having
Absolutely
him.
They are. And I think they're going to be proven wrong, but that's just me. But, those would be my guys.
I mean, no, I wouldn't do that. You're absolutely right, Ron. Because if they take Ben, they're going to take Hayward or Tuitt off me, right?
Right. I mean.
So who are your five?
Watt and Minka.
And Claypool. We agree on that.
And
yes.
I have
Deontay
Johnson, who I still think is their best receiver.
Yes.
And Stephon Tuitt.
So you would be willing to trade out Devin Bush or Cam Hayward for Deontay?
Yes.
I wouldn't be, although I don't know which ones I would protect. I think it would be Cam and that's a good question. Probably, you're probably right about Tuitt, but what about Devin Bush?
Well, again, knee injury coming back. I don't know how he's going to be. You assume he's going to, that's a good call on your part. I just hear all these rave reviews about Tua, including the guy, you know, Chris Hoke, when he comes in here.
Yeah.
Absolutely just loves him. So I don't know.
So I think he's a really good player.
But he also has had a history of injuries.
Yeah. And I don't recall a playoff game in which he was dominant yet. Do you?
Well, I don't recall anyone being dominant in the playoff game.
Of the guys we mentioned, I don't think T.J. Watt has a playoff sack in his career.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, a man named Chris Klein. Why do we, he says, we have John Nagowski hitting cleanup when he has never hit a major league home run? Ron?
Because the lineup's pretty weak. That's why. You're going to hit, Polanco fourth? No, it's not the greatest thing in the world to have him hitting fourth, but who are you going to hit there?
Precisely what
Stallings.
I told him.
I mean, who are you going to hit?
I know. First, I said, how dare you insult the big Nagowski, Dr. Klein? He's only had 67 major league at bats, but I said what you said. My next line was, who else do you want there? They've thrown out some of the worst lineups I have literally ever seen.
That's so, why their run production is so little.
This guy's hitting .422 with a .980 OPS. He can bat wherever he wants until he cools off, I would say. Nate Kanich, I think his name is, or Kanich, or Kanich, or Kanich, or Kanich. Could be any one of the above.
He knows who you're talking about.
Yeah, I hope he does. Is this the most, quote, fun, bad Pirates team you can remember?
Oh, man, there have been so many
lots of choices.
Bad Pirate teams. Yeah, I don't know if fun's the right word. I would just say interesting. They keep my attention.
Yes.
I don't stay up till midnight to watch them in Arizona, but I'll watch when I get a chance. They are entertaining to me. Fun, winning is fun. They don't win much. But
he qualified it by saying fun, bad team.
Yeah, over the weekend, it was awfully fun to watch all three of those games.
That was, but as I told him, let's not go hog wild here. This really hasn't been that fun of a year, at least not for me to watch the Pirates.
22 games below .500.
Right, but in the context of bad Pirate teams, I mean, we start with that. Yes, he said bad Pirate teams, even then, it hasn't been very enjoyable. But this past weekend was great. I'll give you that. I like the fact that there's some late 20s journeymen around, Ron, who seem to be playing with some high intensity and just having fun. I like that. I do like the big Nagowski. I do. But my favorite bad Pirates team was the 2003 Pirates. They had, at least for a while, they had Reggie Sanders, Kenny Lofton, Randall Simon. Remember when he hit
Milwaukee?
Yeah, he hit
sausages.
It's hard to phrase that one without
sausages.
It sounding bad. Yes. Jack Wilson, Matt Stairs, Tyke Redman, Pokey Reese, Ollie Perez, and Pat Mahomes. You remember him? Father of Patrick.
The father came on a little bit better. The son came on a little bit better than the father.
Well, he was a pretty good major league pitcher, though. He won like 52 games. But those other guys I mentioned, for the most part, I actually enjoyed watching. Tyke Redman was fun. Pokey Reese was fun. So I like that bad Pirate team. In your opinion, Ron, any shot of signing Malik Hooker or even Steven Nelson back now that we signed an outside? I love the we's. Now that we signed an outside linebacker, says Michael Horning, no relation to Paul, at least not that I know of.
I would hope so. I would hope they'd have the cap space to be able to do that. I would not be opposed to bringing Nelson back. You know, everybody says, oh, his feelings are hurt. He won't sign here. Maybe. But he hasn't got a job yet, has he?
No.
You know, it's got to be about business. It can't be personal. And I know... You know, I say that all the time, and when you're involved, it's personal to you. You know, it might be easy for me to say from the outside, it's just business, it's not personal. Sonny, wasn't that the famous Michael Corleone line?
Yes.
It's Sonny, it's not personal, it's just business. I wouldn't be opposed to bringing him back. I think they still need another guy in the secondary.
Would you rather have a corner or a safety?
I'd rather have a corner, but if they really like the safety, they could use that too.
Yeah, to me they almost become interchangeable. I guess as I say that out loud,
I need someone
who can cover somebody. That would be preferable. So, if I had a choice, it would probably be Hooker at this point. because I don't think Nelson had a very good year. Lastly, Ron, what is the one thing you wish you had done in life? Asks a man named Wex Bucks. The one thing you wish you had done in life but never got the chance to do. It's deep, isn't it?
I wish I would have tried to secure a job in Florida, where I would love to live. But, you know, you have family back here. I had a job going into my senior year of college when not a lot of people – I had a full-time job lined up at the Beaver County Times. I knew I didn't have to worry my entire senior year. I knew I had a job. But sometimes I regret not trying to live in a different part of the country, Florida, somewhere like that. But when you have family involved, my parents were here, it would have been tough.
I have a similar regret. I wish I had gone to college at one of these places. I mean, anywhere with a beach. I'm talking UNC Wilmington, somewhere in Florida, somewhere in California.
You've gone to college just about everywhere in the country.
Yeah, but I went to Cortland State. Nothing against them. University of Buffalo, Damon College. I love Duquesne. I went to Duquesne graduate school. But Ron, I see these people who are going to college. Of course, I might not have lived through 4 years if I went to college on the beach in Florida. Are you kidding me?
You wouldn't have gone to class.
Well, that's a given. Yeah, of course, I didn't go to class at these other places either.
That's when we had that woman on about name, image, likeness from Pepperdine.
Perfect example.
If you'd have gone to school there, first of all, we probably couldn't have even afforded it, but absolutely, that would have been tough to go to school.
Good question, Wexy. What is the one thing you wish you had done in life but never got the chance to do? Actually, my answer to him was punch Malzy.
I have a little tease that we have. We have the guests coming up here next, but the Hall of Fame induction speeches, the list in order has been released. Who speaks first on two different days, August 7th, August 8th? We'll talk about that.
Yes, I'm especially intrigued by August 7th and the answer there. So that's coming up.